My name is Diana. I am 17 years old. Today's date is October 22, 2010. I am in New York. My relationship to my interview partner is we're friends.
My name is Jamalise. I'm 18 years old.
Who did you live with in Puerto Rico?
My grandma, my grandpa, and my dad.
What made you come here?
My mom, because my dad and her are not together. They were separated.
Do you remember how the weather was when you decided to come?
Actually, the week was a rainy week, but the day that I decided to come to New York was a normal day, just a sunny, hot day like the others.
Did your grandmother cry or your father?
Well, at the beginning, they was really mad at the fact that I wanted to leave. But on the inside, that was really sad. My grandma didn't want to talk to me. She was always in her room by herself crying. And my dad, even, he was trying to be strong. I know he cried too.
Did you cry?
Yes, I did cry, actually. I was trying to hold it inside, but I couldn't. I'm not that strong, I guess. When I was in the airplane, it was like I couldn't stop crying. I was having bad feelings because I knew that if I stepped to the plane, my grandma wasn't going to talk to me again. I was scared and sad.
Hey, what's up? This is Jason Arias. I'm 18 years old. Today is November 10th, 2010. We in Manhattan right now. I'm interviewing my friend Chris from school.
My name is Chris. My age is 17. Today's day is November 10th, 2010. Location is Planet Earth, Bronx, New York.
All right, do you have siblings that look up to you?
Well, usually I have my little cousins. Like, they usually come and visit me sometimes, and they always see me reading, and every time when they come, they want to read too. And so basically they always say when they grow up, they want to be like me, but that's basically it.
Tell me about your grandfather.
My grandfather, he's like the head of the family. He's the person that everybody goes to for advice, because he's the oldest person in the family. I always go to him for advice and stuff. He always telling me like how to improve, and like he trying to be like almost a father figure for me, because like my father's not here. Like, I always go to his house when he's visiting over here in the country. Like, I always go to his house and I sit next to him, and we always watching because he's blind, so he likes when we watching a Mets baseball game. Like, he's always asking me like what's going on, and I tell him the situation, and he likes when I do that stuff. So he's always asking for me. I feel proud to be in that moment, like, cause I know that he counts on me and stuff. That I think he sees in me like a man growing up and stuff.
My name is Jose. I'm 14 years old in the 9th grade. I attend Millennium Art Academy in the Bronx. I wrote a narrative essay called Whose Words? My Sister or the Exploitative Employers? About how I relate to the immigrant story in the TV. I hope that everybody enjoys this essay. Good morning, this is New Ones. Now we go to Miserable in the Bronx to see what's happening in the community of immigrants.
Hi, this is Miserable. Today we are going to talk with Ms. Ramirez, an immigrant from Mexico who has been working in a grocery store. She claims she has been exploited by her employer because she hasn't paid for 3 weeks. What do you see on the TV? I see many immigrants being exploited. I see different stories telling how immigrants have been robbed, killed, otherwise abused or exploited by Americans. This country let the determined immigrants live here in the nasty and frizzy USA as a favor, but in exchange, they must work hard all day, hot as a sandy desert, and getting paid only a little bit of money. That's not fair for the undocumented immigrants. Those stories that I see on the TV it relate to me. All the time I remember how was with my big sister, as big to me as a giant cycle was to a soldier. Hey, don't think I'm weak because I'm not weak. My sister always exploited me to get whatever she wanted.
I'm sorry, there are no seats available in this school. That was the response from every high school I'd gone to. After moving from Brooklyn to the Bronx, my mom and I immediately started to look for a school that was nearby. She wanted it to be the closest one. That way, she would check on me and wouldn't be worried about me coming home alone. She was thinking so negatively because people would talk a lot about the Bronx and not the good things about it. It was mostly how bad and how much violence there would be. We searched for many schools and went to all of them, but every high school had the same answer. No. Maybe because it was the end of the school year and there were only 3 more months until summer came. I was getting really frustrated of waiting and asking for directions of the streets we wanted to go to. My mom was feeling worried and sad. She was even thinking about taking us to Brooklyn and dropping us off to school. But it was a long way, approximately about 1 hour and 30 minutes in the subway.